In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
A most remarkable and informative speech was given in Palm Beach, Florida last November. The speaker was David Horowitz, a former Marxist agitator who probably better than anyone else is able to analyze and refute the strategy and tactics of the left. Horowitz has made it his mission to challenge the incredible left-wing and Marxist professors who control colleges and universities and impose their radical views on impressionable college students. In this rather sensational speech, David Horowitz described some of the far-out professors who teach that America is the great Satan, that terrorists are really freedom fighters, or that Red China's butcher Mao Zedong, who killed 70 million people, was really a great leader. Horowitz told how college professors regularly teach the class war, which is the main thesis of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. The theory of the class war is that most people are oppressed because of race, class, or gender. Horowitz described how he and Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin are physically attacked or threatened when they lecture on college campuses. There's not much hope for a change in the bias of U.S. universities in the near future because the left-wing professors enjoy tenure. That means they cannot be fired. And they control all the hiring committees, so they hire new professors with the same left-wing bias. Horowitz's solution is to demand intellectual diversity in colleges and universities with fairness for conservatives and Christians by promoting an academic bill of rights to be adopted either by university trustees or by student bodies or by state legislatures. The purpose is not to dictate any course of study or ideology, but to demand real academic freedom. It's a very important development that Horowitz has started a national movement. Now, almost every university in the country is discussing his academic Bill of Rights.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show.
And a man who says, tomorrow is the future. Yesterday.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here. I don't quite understand what that meant, Jeff.
It made no sense whatsoever.
It made no sense to me either. We're going to have to get us... We're going to have to... You know, I guess... You know, I almost have Beth up now to where she makes minimum wage. And we don't give this guy hardly anything for doing those, but...
I guess you're getting your money's worth then.
I think so. I'm going to eliminate the opening this morning and start off with an email. It's not an email. It's actually a snail mail letter from a gentleman that was born in 1913. Dear Derry, I received your Common Sense Volume 10 issue on April the 9th. Today is May the 12th. Your article on Dr. Ron Paul, Dr. No. I say amen. I was for Ron Paul before reading your article. My reason for writing this letter is because I want him elected president, so I wanted to know if I could have your consent in writing to make copies of your article to hand out to people. And the reason I want to share this with you is because I get these kind of comments all the time, and yes, go ahead. The idea here is to educate as many folks as we possibly can. So run copies of those things, do whatever you like. It's no problem at all. Anyhow, then he made a couple of comments that I thought was interesting. He said, I was born in 1913. And he said, we went to church by horse and buggy. My father bought his first car in 1919. It was a Maxwell. And, you know, I wouldn't have known what a Maxwell was had it not been for Jack Benny. You know, Jack Benny had a Maxwell, and he supposedly, of course, radio show, you can get by with about anything on the radio. But he drove it all of his life. He still had that old Maxwell, all right? He said, yet we still went by horse and buggy. Now, he's from Kansas, and I can actually remember when people would have to use teams to come to town in certain times of the year because the roads would be so bad, particularly in North Missouri and southern Iowa where, you know, the soil is... 60 feet deep, and there was no gravel at all, and they just didn't until, and this was up until the late 30s and early 40s, during World War II yet. You'd still see on real, in the spring of the year when it was freezing and thawing, you'd still see teams around some of the places in our hometown. Anyway, he said, yet we still went by horse and buggy if it rained because there were no gravel roads, and I can remember that. Anyhow, yes, Alvin, go ahead and make all the copies you want to. We want to educate as many folks as we can. Now, Yesterday, the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party said that he will try to bar Ron Paul from future GOP presidential debates because of remarks he made that suggested the September 11th attacks were the fault of the U.S. foreign policy. Michigan Party Chairman Saul, and I don't know how he pronounces, A-N-U-Z-U-S, so I'm going to call him Saul, said he will circulate a petition among Republican National Committee members to ban Paul from more debates. He said, "I think we have felt much more comfortable on the stage with the Democrats," and what he said, "I think Paul would have felt more comfortable with Democrats." And he said, "I think he is a distraction in the Republican primary, and he does not represent the base, and he does not represent the party." Anyway, Saul said his petition would go to debate sponsors and broadcasters to discourage inviting Paul to be on any more debates. Okay? Now, you know, when I first, and I didn't talk to him, but I have talked to him. He was, as I said before, he was on the same program we were on down in, out at Reno, Nevada one time. And I did visit in great detail with Judge Roy Moore, but I couldn't get a hold of Paul. He was just in and out. But anyway, we did shake hands and speak, but that's got nothing to do with this. Now, here comes a petition to the National Republican Committee, and it goes like this. Whereas Michigan Party Chairman Saul, whatever his name is, has announced a petition of Republican National Committee members asking the Republican National Committee to bar Congressman Ron Paul from future debates due to Congressman Paul's comments in the second Republican presidential debate that Mr. So-and-so characterizes as off the wall and out of whack. Whereas the terrorist movement comment made by Congressman Paul are at minimum supported by the following. And here's where he gets his information. The 911 Commission report. During the 9/11 Commission hearings, Vice Chair Lee Hamilton asked, what motivated them to do that? FBI Special Agent James Fitzgerald answered, I believe they feel a sense of outrage against the United States. They identify with the Palestinian problem. They identify with people who oppose repressive regimes, and I believe they tend to focus their anger on the United States. That was in the 9/11 Commission testimony, June the 16th, 2004. And see, this is what Paul quoted. Then the former CIA, Bin Laden, Unit Chief Michael Schur, has bluntly stated, the politicians really are at great fault for not squaring with the American people. We're being attacked for what we do in the Islamic world, not for who we are or what we believe in or how we live. Lou Dobbs quoted him on CNN as saying that, okay? Then Osama bin Laden's statement. Now, George Bush made the first statement and addressed to the joint session of Congress and to the American people. Here's what Bush said. They hate a democratically elected government. They hate our freedoms, our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech, our freedom to vote and assemble and disagree with each other. Bin Laden then videoed a response, and he said, the White House is hiding the truth. The reality is that we are striking them because of their evil and injustice in the whole of the Islamic world, especially in Iraq and Palestine, and their occupation of the land of the two holy sanctuaries. Now, when we come back, we'll explain how this is going over with the Michigan GOP office. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Why does this once great land of ours seem to enjoy?
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food. rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
And we have returned. Now, back to this Republican National Committee, where it's a petition to the committee, and it goes on, and I want to finish what it states here. First of all, if you remember, it was talking about how what Ron Paul said on the Fox newscast was he was just quoting what was in the 911 report. That's all he did. Now, here's some going with the whereases. Congressman Paul's statement concerning the Department of Homeland Security and Department of Education spoke to Congressman Paul's position of reforming and streamlining both organizations to make them more efficient while lessening the expense burden of the taxpayer, a true conservative Republican position. Whereas Congressman Paul represents traditional conservative Republican values more so than any Republican candidate, and whereas the Republican Party is losing membership to other parties due to the abandonment of the traditional conservative Republican platform. Whereas registered Republican voters and American citizens desire to hear Congressman Paul's message on these issues and others in his bid for the president. Be it declared that the undersigned request a Republican National Committee to support fair election procedures as well as the views and desires of its members and American citizens by allowing Congressman Ron Paul full participation in all future debates and elections as a Republican National Committee candidate. Now, yesterday we just mentioned the fact that this gentleman here, Saul, there heads up the Michigan Republican Party. He said he didn't want Paul on any more debates. And this gentleman here has some inside information from that office in Michigan. He says the Michigan GOP office said the office can't handle the volume, don't know what to do. The BlackBerry is flooded with messages, his voicemail is already full, and Ron Paul's supporters are starting to find new phone numbers to reach him. We're talking about this Saul guy now, okay? They are totally freaked out. They decided to stop answering the phones for the rest of the day because right when they hung up with one Ron Paul supporter, the phone started to ring with the next. They couldn't get any work done, and Saul has turned off his BlackBerry because he couldn't handle the overload. He kept telling me how surprised they were at the amount of people calling and emailing. They didn't know what was going on or who was behind it all. Total shock. Now, when I first heard that he was going to run for presidency, he put out some feelers, back a year ago, I guess. And we talked about it then. And I assumed that he would run on the either libertarian or perhaps the Constitution ticket. And I thought, boy, he's making a mistake bucking those Republicans because they hate him like the devil hates holy water because he tells the truth, and most politicians can't stand the truth. That's why when you open the door at night and turn on along, all the mice and the cockroaches run hide. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to see the light. But, you know, he was a lot smarter than I was because he's getting all kinds of publicity by bucking up against them and telling what the American people want to hear. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The American agriculture movement supports the development.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we have returned. Now, during the commercial break, we got a call from an individual that says, hey, I have the Michigan Republican Party's number. And he said, I pronounce his last name Saul Anunzi. Well, it's A-N-U-Z-I-S. But Jeff just tried the number to make sure it works, and it did work. And he pronounces his name Anunzis. Saul Anunzis, and I can give you that number if you'd like to call the Michigan Republican Party. The number is 517-487-5413. That's 517-487-5413. Okay, Saul Anunzis is the guy's name. All right, now, right now there's a big smear campaign out against Ron Paul. It's obvious to most people that the freedom movement, in the freedom movement, that Ron Paul has been targeted for elimination by his own party, the politically connected elite within the Republican Party, is working overtime to make sure that Ron Paul is burned at the stake. Now, this is according to Doug Kendall, and he's writing on an internet, just on an internet line here, for daring to speak the truth and defy the good old boy system. And then he goes on and talks about Hannity and Glenn Beck, so-called conservatives. He says they're calling him a nut job, a dope, a moron. They're calling for his removal from the debates because his views are supposed dangerous to the country. The elitist attempt to exterminate those who favor increasing freedom by reducing the size and scope of government. Fox News and John Gibson stated that the second presidential debate got a little spicy after Paul suggested that the U.S. actually had a hand in the terrorist attacks. He even went so far as to attempt to link Paul to the 911 Truth crowd and Rosie O'Donnell, whose picture they flashed twice during the five-minute segment. Along with the tagline, Rosie O'Donnell strongly believes in 911 conspiracy theories. Gibson said that the 911 truth movement has infected people like Rosie O'Donnell, and one in three Democrats and many other Americans, evidently including Congressman Ron Paul. Now, Paul actually didn't mention the 911 movement like that at all. In fact, his statement had nothing to do with the 911 truth movement, but Fox News spun it in that fashion. That's the no-spin zone, right? Paul basically repeated the findings of the 911 Commission report. The 911 truth movement seeks to discover whether or not the Bush administration had foreknowledge about or actually had a hand in September 11th attacks. He didn't mention any of that. It has nothing to do with Paul's statement. Ron Paul is certainly the most freedom-oriented and physically responsible candidate in the Republican Party. He says they had Michelle Malkin on, and they stated, Ron Paul really has no business being on stage as a representative of Republicans. Now, this part, I have to agree with. He is so far ahead of and above of the general run of Republicans that are in Congress today or in Washington today. He is much wiser. He has an understanding of our nation's problems and what to do about it. And he just outclasses them. It would be that they're going to run the Preakness tomorrow. Excuse me. They're going to run the Preakness tomorrow. And, of course, old Street Smart, who won the Derby, is going to be in the Preakness. Well, putting Ron Paul in the same category as the rest of those Republican candidates would be like putting old Street Smart in the County Fair Mule Derby. I mean, he's so far ahead of these people. His ways are higher than their ways, and they just can't stand the fact that he's, as I say, telling the truth. We have some good clips from him where Wolf Blitzer, and we're not going to do that till after the commercial break, Jeff, but we need it. I think it's about a six-minute clip. But Wolf Blitzer had him on the air, I guess, yesterday evening. I don't know when it was. Do you know when they did that?
It was the day after the...
Day after the elect, or the debate,
right,
yes.
Right.
Okay.
I, by the way, I like the way you reduce life to a horse race. Very, you know, very poetic.
My wife says, you know, you compare everybody to cows and horses and dogs. And I said, you know, it's easy to do. And that's where the term horse sense came from. Back when people worked horses, they knew how to handle people. Because they handle alike, you know. I mean, there's not much difference, really, in the psychology that you use in training horses and dogs and people. Okay, let's go to Andrew in New York. Hi, Andrew. You're on the air.
Jerry?
Yes.
I was just I was reading in the New York Times op-ed page this morning on page 825 by a gentleman named Paul Krugman wrote an article called Don't Blame Bush. And on the first half of the article, he says, but aside from, this is about the second Republican presidential debate he's speaking about, he says, but aside from John McCain who, to his credit, echoed General Raul Petraeus, and who was met with stony silence. The candidate spoke enthusiastically in favor of torture and against the rule of law. Whereabouts did Congressman Ron Paul mention that he was in favor of torture and against the rule of law?
But that's part of this no-spin zone, wouldn't you say?
I don't know even what to say, to think about the mentality behind that, and more importantly, the mentality they expect of people to continuing to swallow something like this.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. Thanks for the call, Andrew. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Talking about it in public meetings, on the radio, consultants and university professors lecture on it, and at various levels of government, it may even be mandated. But what is it? Now get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. It's an easy-to-read 22-page booklet that will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is implemented. Specifically, it refers to an initiative of the United Nations called the UN Sustainable Development Agenda 21. The most comprehensive statement of a political ideology that is being progressively infused into every level of government in America. Get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Send $3, check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $3 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2641 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2641. There's absolutely no obligation.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions, $3 and $4, with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go in some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says, a woman worries about the future until she gets a husband. A man never worries about the future until he gets a wife.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, Wolf Blitzer on CNN interviewed Ron Paul the day after the debate in South Carolina, and asked Ron Paul if he would withdraw those comments or apologize for them. And I'm going to give Ron Paul credit for handling this very, very, very well. And I'm going to give Wolf Blitzer credit for allowing him to speak. Now, we had the comments on there the other day with Hannity, And Hannity, every time that Paul would want to say something, Hannity would just butt in, yell loud enough that you couldn't understand what Paul was saying. Wolf Blitzer did a much, much nicer job and let the man talk. And here's the way the conversation went.
Capitol Hill, Congressman Ron Paul, Republican of Texas. He's a candidate for President of the United States. Congressman, you had quite a little testy exchange there with Rudy Giuliani last night. Let me run this little clip to remind our viewers what happened.
They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years.
That's an extraordinary statement as someone who lived through the attack of September 11, that we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11.
He really had some supporters in that auditorium. Are you ready to back away from the implication of what you were saying last night? Because certainly when you were given the chance last night, you didn't.
No, there's no reason to. I think he's going to have to back away from his statement pretty soon, because I found two very clear quotes in the 9/11 Commission report. That says that very thing, that our foreign policy has a very great deal to do with their willingness and desire to commit suicide terrorism. So I would suggest that he read the 9/11 Commission report.
But the impression that I got from what you were saying is that the U.S. Monitoring of the no-fly zones in Iraq for 10 years before the war, that was responsible for Al-Qaeda coming to the United States and blowing up the World Trade Center?
No, I said that was part of it. And part of it was the fact that we had troops in Saudi Arabia, which is considered holy land. And this is backed up by the 9/11 Commission report. So I think he needs to read that, because that's policy. The CIA does not deny this. This is what they found when they went into deep investigation. So here he is, mayor of the city, and brags about all this security, and he hasn't even read the report. So I think he needs to read that report.
But you were saying specifically that the U.S. had been bombing Iraq for 10 years. You didn't mention the Saudi Arabian element last night.
Well, you know, in 30 seconds, sometimes you don't get to do a full explanation, but that's what the case has been. Yes, we did bomb. I mean, how many times did Clinton bomb, and how many times did Bush bomb? And it was not infrequent. I'll bet you we didn't go 1 year where we didn't bomb. And besides, we had sanctions. They also cited sanctions where literally hundreds of thousands of people died from the sanctions, from loss of medicine and food due to our sanctions. I mean, if somebody did that to us, would we be angry? But that's my question.
I guess the bottom line question, though, is that a lot of viewers came away saying, here's Ron Paul, he's a Republican, wants to be president, he's blaming the United States in effect for 9/11. Yeah. I wonder if you want to revise that impression in any way.
No, they need to understand history. They need to understand that he's hiding behind patriotism, because what they're saying is I'm un-American because I'm challenging policy. I'm an American because I have a right and an obligation to challenge policy. If policy is detrimental and has blowback, then we should change it. But to say that we have to accept this policy without any question, I think is the wrong thing to do. And this is what they expect. And if you don't do it, they say, oh, you're blaming America. You're unpatriotic. And I think that's foolish. I think somebody that does not allow dissent and discussion and arguments about why this policy is good or bad, the American people, see, he wants to say, put words in my mouth and say that the American people caused this. I blame the American people. No, I blame bad policy. And bad policy can have consequences. Unintended, the CIA recognizes it. The 9/11 Commission recognizes it. So to me, this sounds very logical. I think he needs to back down. I think he needs to read the report and come back and apologize to me.
If he is the Republican nominee and he is the front runner right now, could you support him for president?
That would be pretty difficult. It depends on if he changes foreign policy, I might consider it. But no, he's not very Republican. And he faced a lot of challenges in debate, too, you know, on abortion and gun rights and a lot of other issues that fiscal conservatives, challenged him on. So he has a ways to go. And I take it as a compliment that he did what he did, because, you know, if you're at the bottom of the rung of the ladder, you know, you don't get attacked like that. So evidently he considers me a threat. And the polling last night on Fox, of all places, I outbeat him. you know, I won the polling over Giuliani. So why does people not talk about that?
We're almost out of time, Congressman. But if you were president, what would you do about the Al-Qaeda threat? Forget about Iraq right now. The Al-Qaeda threat, Osama bin Laden, he's still on the loose. What would you do about that threat to the United States?
Well, I'd go after him. I voted for the authority. I wish they had done it. We voted for the money. And yet we ignored it. So this is my complaint, that we didn't do what we were supposed to do, and we went and started a war that we shouldn't have. And here we have Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. They have a nuclear weapon. They have a military dictatorship. They overthrew an elected government. And what do we do when they get nuclear weapons, not following the NPT treaty? We reward them. We give them money. So I'm saying don't reward people who get nuclear weapons, then they'll want to get them. That's why Saddam Hussein pretended he had one, because he thought if he had one, maybe we'd leave him alone. So it's natural for people like Iran, the leadership in Iran, to want to get a nuclear weapon, because we respect people that have power, and we disrespect people that we think we can run over them and run roughshod over their countries, invade them preemptively, and change their regime. I think it's a bad foreign policy. It's not Republican, it's not conservative, and it's not constitutional.
Congressman Paul, thanks very much for joining us here in the Situation Room.
Thank you, Wolf.
I think you're going to have a long wait if you really expect Rudy Giuliani to apologize to you for that last
Well, ask him, please.
All right, with next time I interview him, I'll ask him. Thanks, Congressman.
Okay.
And don't forget, we're gearing up for...
Yeah, Jeff. Oh, I know I'm on the air. I thought you were waving at me you were going to be on the
air.
No,
sir. How are you?
When they quit talking, then I can start talking. I had that all figured out. But anyhow, one of these days, we're going to have a little better communications. You have to realize I'm looking through plate glass windows here. I see all sorts of things other than what I want to be looking at. Get reflections. I can see me better than I can see Jeff over there. Anyway, I have this email from a listener in Marble Hill, Missouri. He says, can you people not see that the American, he's talking to the Republicans. He said, can you people not see that the American people want Ron Paul? No one has a right to silence anyone. You neocons have gone too far this time. People want change, and they're tired of the Bushes and the Clintons and their clonies. Every person, even people who do not want Ron Paul, are asking questions as to why everyone is so afraid of Ron Paul. Could it be that he is telling the truth and the rest of you are a bunch of barn liars and cheats? And then he goes on and says, I am a disabled veteran from another uncalled for war, and I'm ashamed that I fought for people like you talking about the Republican Party. All right. Now, Jeff has made a couple of calls, or has received a couple of calls, from people that have been in touch with the Michigan Republican Party. If you remember a while ago, I mentioned that this fellow by the name of...
Saul Anousis,
made the comment that he didn't want Ron Paul to be able to be on any more debates. And I also commented on people. Someone from his office had made the comment that, hey, we were flooded. We didn't know what to do with all of the calls, all of the emails. The BlackBerry exploded or whatever happened. I don't even know what a BlackBerry is to show my ignorance, but that's why I have Beth and Jeff, because they understand all of this. Do we have a BlackBerry?
No, sir. We don't believe in BlackBerries.
What do we have? Raspberries? Gooseberries? Well, what do we have?
We just have the simple old internet, BlackBerry. Now you got me saying raspberry. A BlackBerry is a handheld device, kind of like a personal digital thingy. It's like an internet phone of sorts. But back to Saul Anousis, I've made repeated calls to the office. They will not confirm or deny that Saul Anousis has backed down or withdrawn his petition. They simply put me into a voicemail, and so they're just phone answering over there. They're not giving any real meat. The only reports we have come from callers who have said that he has backed down and withdrawn the petition. We haven't confirmed that with the Michigan GOP office.
Okay, the story that we got earlier was, this is a tongue twister, he has revised his position and withdrawn his petition.
Say that three times fast.
And you'll get three Mars bars and two tickets to next week's production. See, there's a few people out there that know what I just said. Most have no idea what that meant. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before...
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
And we have returned. You know, it's interesting to see what goes on here during commercial breaks. Jeff, were you going to ask me that question again?
Well, you know, right before we went to commercial break, you said something about Mars bars and tickets, and I thought that was something Shemp the Stooge would have said, but you said no, so I need an explanation. Can you explain that last statement?
I'll explain that to the folks, because there are a few people out there that knew exactly what I said, but they were listening to the radio back in the 1940s. And at that time, it was Truth of Consequences, I believe, that did this. And you had to pay the, you had to tell the truth or you must pay the consequences. And it was a fun game. In fact, it was so much fun, they named Truth and Consequences, New Mexico, the town after the radio show. Okay, in the show, during the show, they always had a tongue twister. And the announcer would said, I'm going to read this one time and one time only. If you repeat exactly what I said, you get $50. Okay, and then he would read the tongue twister. Well, I don't remember. Once in a while, somebody would be good enough at it to repeat it, but most of the time, they couldn't. And then he would say, I'm sorry, you didn't repeat the tongue twister properly, but you get 3 Mars bars and 2 tickets to next week's production. Now, I didn't know. I said, do they still make Mars bars? And during this last commercial, young lady sitting out here in front of us named Ann looked it up on the Internet. And, yes, you can get Mars bars. I do not have, however, 2 tickets to next week's production. But anywho, that's where that came from. And as a little kid, I was always kind of taken by this sort of thing. I would write down what he said, and then I'd memorize those. And I can still quote quite a few of them, you know, about the skunk that ran up the stump, and the stump thunk that the skunk stunk, and the skunk thunk that the stump stunk. And then shot meant not, and not meant shot, and shot shot not, and not shot not, and if shot shot not, and not shot not, well, who was shot and who was not? And nobody got shot if you go back and you study that. And Bill had a billboard and also a board bill, and the landlord said, oh, Lord, when are you going to pay your board bill? So Bill sold his billboard to pay his board bill, and then he had neither a billboard or a board bill. I mean, this can go on indefinitely. But see, that's why I am so highly educated. I always listened to my elders and tried to remember what they told me. And how much time? Do we have a full minute left?
No.
No, we don't have a full minute left.
It depends on how long you count a minute, really.
I count a minute 60 seconds.
Then no, you don't have a full minute.
Okay, well,
We've got enough time for a few more tongue twisters. Can you give us one more before the break? One of your favorites.
Oh, my. You caught me kind of off guard now. I rattled through about three or four of them there. Now I can't think of another one.
And you did real well. I'm impressed, Derek. Can you do the petition and position?
Well, that's what brought this whole thing up. Saul reportedly reversed his position and withdrawn his petition. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold prices fell below $655 an ounce Thursday as the dollar rose sharply against the euro after weekly U.S. job claims fell 5,000 to 293,000. Gold closed in New York down $4 to $656.10, while silver fell 7 cents to $12.76 an ounce. This is a rare buying opportunity for those with a long-term diversification strategy, says Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses 7 major forces driving gold, 4 types of gold worth owning, and 6 steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Are those nagging aches and pains keeping you from doing the activities you'd like to do? Are you looking for safe and effective nutritional options to support your back, joints, or nerves? Is your skin too dry or lacking that healthy glow? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular structural support nutrient is low molecular weight hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is the backbone of cartilage. It holds moisture under your skin, and it forms the lubricant in all body joints and the discs of your back. Our customers tell us it is the fastest acting nutrient for joint and low back support they've ever experienced. Our female customers love the way their skin looks when taking hyaluronic acid. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
And we're back, and we're in the home stretch, and we have had several callers wanting to know about the Missouri NAIS bill. That's it's been quite an ordeal here in the state of Missouri, and we don't know yet. Ray Cuneo called me early this morning, really early this morning, and said, I'm on my way to Jefferson City. That's where the state capital is. And he says, it's not a done deal yet. We still have some people that apparently are quite concerned about this. They're getting paid a gob and a bunch of money to get this thing passed, and they hate to see it go under. So they're doing everything they can to wreck the thing. But sometimes evil loses and the good guys win, and there's a good chance that we will have this thing, but we don't know yet. Whenever it does pass, it will say that the state of Missouri will not in any way, voluntary or mandatory, now that's not exactly the wording that's in there, this is the way I understand it, but no form of a law that will create a national animal identification system. I'm just pretty sure Missouri will be the only state so far that has this, and that's why we're getting these calls from other states, because they're watching us very, very closely, because they want the same thing. Dave in Illinois. Hi, Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Well, that sure is a privilege to talk to you. I think the times maybe are a-changing. I like this groundswell of support for Ron Paul, and it reminded me, too, when he was talking foreign policy, of what happened to Howard Dean, I guess it was 4 years ago. He was leading everything in the Democratic Party going into Iowa, and it wasn't the screen that undid him. It was he made a statement, is we have to rethink our Mideast policy. And all of a sudden, he was a joke. And I think people need to be aware that the big elephant in the room that no one can talk about is the influence that the pro-Israeli lobby has on the United States. I think Ron Paul is going to put America first. And if people have horse sense like you were talking about, they can figure it out.
Well, it's going to be interesting, and like I said, in the beginning, I thought, Ron Paul, why do you want to run on a Republican ticket? Because they're not going to give you the time of day, because I remember what happened in the past. We've had this happen before, and, you know, they don't want to hear the truth, but, you know, I believe this whole thing that came up at that South Carolina debate might be the thingamabob that does the job.
There's a little bit of hope there, I think. And we need people like you hanging in there and telling us what's happening.
Well,
there's also to understand the history too. I think of the influence of that lobby. There was a patriotic American named Benjamin Friedman, who was a protege of Bernard Baruch, who was an advisor to Woodrow Wilson. And if you Google Benjamin Friedman with two E's and put italics around it, and you can get a lot of information.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. I'm going to make a real quick comment here. The other day, Jeff handed me this. It's a news release. Israeli airstrike hits Hamas compound. And I didn't see anything on any of the news media about it. Gaza City, Gaza Strip, an Israeli airstrike destroyed a Hamas compound, central Gaza City, on Thursday. Well, interestingly enough, Thursday afternoon, I happened to be in the house, and I flipped over to Link TV. It's on DirecTV 375. And it showed this. It showed all this happening. It showed it from the Israeli side. They used Israeli news clips. Then they used the Palestinian news clips. And, you know, if you really want to know what's going on in the world, you're not going to get it off of American TV. ABC, CBS, they're not going to have it. And I give Link TV, although they're a bunch of greeny weenies, they sure go for the global warming and all of these things. But they do keep you up to date. They have German reporters there that do an excellent job from Germany. And anyway, I just thought that was interesting, and I would share that with you as we sing Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny
weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Thank you.
Action speaks.